Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent with the Salt Lake Tribune. Thanks for joining me in the studio today.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
So Senator Mike Lee represents Utah, but he was brought up this week in the Colorado Senate race. How's he involved in that race?
So Congressman Cory Gardner of Colorado is up for with a new television ad charging that his opponent, Senator Mark Udall of Colorado, is to Washington to fix Washington. And he notes in this ad that Udall's dad, Mo Udall, ran for president and that he has two cousins in the Senate. What Gardner doesn't say is that one of those cousins is Senator Mike Lee of Utah, who, as you might have seen or noticed in the last few years, isn't really a Washington insider. He's a Tea Party-loving politician, kind of like what Cory Gardner is. Udall's object the ads attacking his family, kind of a low blow on the campaign. Should note that didn't say Mike Lee's name on the ad, but it's very clear that he's one of the cousins.
Okay, but he's trying to avoid saying Mike Lee because Mike Lee has strong anti-Washington credentials.
You got it, exactly.
Interesting stuff. Speaking of Senator Lee, you reported that he was going to head to Europe soon. What's he doing there?
Well, hopefully having a better time than the Griswold family. look, Senator, Big Ben, Parliament. Actually, the senator is headed on a four-city tour of Europe, starting with Paris to campaign against a U.S. law that seeks to essentially rat out Americans abroad who aren't paying their taxes. Lee objects to the law because he says it assumes people are guilty until they prove themselves innocent. There's a well-known conservative super lawyer James Bopp is leading this tour. Sadly, I've not successfully convinced my bosses to send me to Paris with the senator, but I'm still trying.
Well, if you get that junket, let me know and I'll go along with you.
Sounds good.
Finally today, some news that just broke yesterday. Attorney General Eric Holder is stepping down. How do Utah's elected officials feel about that?
So you might have guessed, Utah's members of Congress weren't the biggest supporters of the attorney general. They've been pretty critical of Fast and Furious, the IRS scandal, a lot of the actions by the Department of Justice. But in this case, you know, when the guy's on his way out, they've been actually very nice. So, you know, Senator Orrin Hatch said, yeah, we may not have agreed all the time, but he really much thanked him for his service to the country. Representative Jason Chaffetz, who sparred many a time in the Oversight and Government Reform Committee with the Attorney General, said that you know, he really respects what he's done. They may also not agree, but that, you know, it's good that he's been open and accessible. And actually, this is interesting. The former Utah Attorney General Mark Shurliff actually put on Instagram that of all the attorneys general that he's worked with, that Eric Holder was the most you know, committed to justice, equality, the rule of law, and very open and accessible. So you have Mark Shurliff who's praising Eric Holder. I'm sure he appreciates that.
I'm sure that Eric Holder is really happy about that as well.
Yeah, exactly.
So in the time that we have left, can we get a quick review of why the attorney general is stepping down? What were the reasons he gave for stepping down?
You know, he's been there, 6 years in the whole administration. It's just one of those times when he's served a long time and he can walk away and be happy with his service and they can get somebody else in. We can also note, if we want to talk politics for a second, he's resigning now because if the president wants to try to get somebody in the job before there might be a Republican-controlled Senate, it might want to do it this year.
Convenient to do it, just in case the Senate switches hands, and we can talk about the polls another time. Thomas Burr is a Washington correspondent with the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. Thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Roger.